The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Yesterday, I talked with Karen England, who, of course, is the kitchen table activist, and she was discussing how much power school boards have to do the right thing if they're doing the right thing and if they have a good, strong spine. And then we have State Representative Dwayne Junker, who ended up talking about a local school district, I guess, what was in a... State Rep Junker, which school was the Haters book located, which library was that located in again this morning?
That was in North Valley High School.
Okay, North Valley High School. All right, very good. And you ended up doing a remonstrance, which is a speech you get up before the state legislature and you're able to talk about most anything you feel like it. Is that what that's all about?
Yeah, you get 3 minutes to talk about pretty much anything you want to talk about within certain rules.
Uh-huh. And one of them is that you're not supposed to be obscene, you know, doing that sort of stuff.
Yeah, no profanity or, you know, obscenities or anything like that, or calling out other members of the other party.
So you don't do it, you don't make it personal, usually, in those kind of conversations. That's about it, right?
Yeah, you're not allowed to make it personal.
Okay. Now, there was something that you were trying to accomplish here, and this has to do with Senate Bill 1098. Senate Bill 1098 is a bill that would make it next to impossible for parents to be able to challenge books that are in school libraries, and you had a problem with that, correct?
Yeah, the Senate Bill 1098 was actually Senate, I'm the House side. Actually was in Senator Noah Robinson's committee yesterday, and they voted to push it to the floor. They passed on party lines.
So they passed it. They passed it on the Senate side, and now it's going over to the House, correct?
No. They passed it out of committee to go to the floor.
Oh.
So to go to the floor of the Senate. So usually when it passes the committee, it's going to pass on the floor. I mean, they got the supermajority.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll come to the House. And
And if the Democrats want it, the Democrats will get it, most likely, unless the House members walk out, right? That's our bottom line.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. So, yes. The bill does not allow you to challenge anything due to the author. So if the author's black or LGBTQ or all these other things, you're not allowed to challenge the authorship of the book.
Well, has anybody been challenging books because of authorship? It's usually content-based, isn't it?
That was my point yesterday. It's about if it's sexualizing and it's inappropriate for children, then it shouldn't be in the school library. I'm not saying it shouldn't be in maybe a public library, but it shouldn't be in a school library. There's age-appropriate libraries, I thought. So, yeah, the Democrats, now it was a 3-minute remonstrance that took 35 minutes.
Yeah, 35 minutes, 35-minute video. I watched quite a bit of that last night because you started reading it and you're reading passages from the Haters and like I said, basically it was a sex scene. It was a sex scene that kind of, I'm thinking back in the 1970s when the kids, oh, it's the Penthouse Forum. It was kind of one of those sort of things, wasn't it? In which the kids describing having sex, right? And going through the whole process.
Very graphic.
Yeah, very graphic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talking about his parts, the D word.
Yeah.
All these things happening with what the girl was doing to him. And I was stopped the first time by Representative Mannix, which here's the thing people didn't know. We have a caucus meeting before we go to the floor. Representative Mannix was not there. He's a Republican. He was not there, so he wasn't part. He didn't know that I was going to do that, but the rest of the caucus did. And so he pushed the privilege cue to challenge my my language that I was using on the floor, and then the floor was stopped. And all the bigwigs of both caucuses go to the front. And they debate what I was saying was appropriate. They actually asked me to come up to the front with the material, and I showed the speaker what I was reading. I left. They announced that it was okay for me to continue to read the material.
So the Democrats were going to let you continue to read, essentially the smut on the legislative floor, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And so I started to read again. Mannix hits the privilege button again and then challenges the speaker.
What is it, like a stop button when he hits the privilege button? You hit the button and then it's kind of like with the Staples thing going, eh, that's not easy, and then you have to stop? I mean, what? How does that work?
It tells the speaker that there's someone that can interrupt me. So he gets to interrupt me. Mannix gets to put his point. He challenges the speaker's thing about, you know, challenges his ruling that the materials, it should not be read because it's profane. He says other words, but, you know, and so they stop again. At this time, the Democrats call all their people off back to the floor because a lot of people had already left, back to the floor, and they huddled over in a corner, and they were debating whether they're going to let me move forward. That took about 20 minutes or so, and then the speaker comes back up to the thing and changes his ruling that it's inappropriate for me to read the book.
All right, so it's inappropriate for you to read the smutty book, which is in the North Valley High School library, right? It's too smutty for you to read it on the House floor, but the taxpayers should keep paying for books like that, right?
Exactly. If it's not okay for the floor, House floor, it shouldn't be okay for a high school library or a middle school library, either library. It's got nothing to do with the author. It's about the material. And I talked about that. And I also talked about how, you know, in 2019, Oregon had the highest amount of sex offenders. And on March 5th, the governor wants to declassify sex offenders and not registered sex offenders. And
Wait a minute. I missed that part. Tell me more. I didn't hear that one. That must have won.
Yeah, it was at the very end. So when I got to finish reading, I talked about Oregon was the number one state in 2019 with the most amount of sex offenders. And then I talked about how March 5th, the governor came out with a bill that these sex offenders have to be registered, and she wants to not register them. I'm just shortening this up a little bit. And then I talked about all the schools where teachers have been arrested lately, and the Rogue River teacher that just got arrested with 10 counts. And I just said, they want to sexualize our children. They're normalizing this stuff. And then I talked about Senate Bill 1098, how it's not about the author. It's about the material. It's not appropriate. And I also said it's harder to go to a rated R movie at the theater than it is to get your sexual book at the local school library.
Do you think you made some good points, or do you think you might have affected, or, and no doubt you're trying to influence the Democrats to come to their senses and say, hey, listen, knock this off with, essentially smut and perversion being paid for with taxpayer dollars in school libraries. And I'm always going to hear back. I know I hear, but it's book bans. No, we're not banning books. You can go out and buy the smut if you want. Parents, you can do that. But we don't have to. It's called discernment. You don't have to use taxpayer money to support that. I'm just wondering if you think it has had any effect. In some ways, you're embarrassing the Democrats with the stuff that they're supporting all the time.
I think it did. It definitely brings hypocrisy to the ridiculous idea that we should have these sexualized books and parents should not be able to challenge them. And we should not, we shouldn't be able to say, hey, these are not appropriate for my 14-year-old or 15-year-old or even 10-year-old to have in this, school. This is inappropriate material.
Uh-huh. It's kind of the same thing. I would probably be in favor of them not having maybe the Anarchist's Cookbook or something like that out there in the school library, too. Let's show you how to make bombs and incendiary devices and things like that. We could probably have better uses of taxpayer dollars. Fair enough. It doesn't have to all be about sex either, right? I mean, there's just judgment calls here.
No. The Democrats have already, I've already gotten some emails. I post them online. I'm called a Nazi, but this is not about... The Nazis didn't want anything that went against their agenda. You know what I'm saying? Their mm-hmm. their ideology. This is not what this is. This is about appropriate books for children. If you want those books, you can still go down to the local porn shop and get them.
Yeah, there's adult. Yeah, there's the adult store on what exit 27 or whatever it is on I-5. Yeah, that's okay. They're there. People, go ahead.
You people in Jackson County, you got your adult bookstore. Go there. You know what I'm saying? Just leave me. Let parents say, hey, this is not appropriate material. That's all I'm asking. No one's saying you can't have this book. That's your right.
Yeah.
It's not okay for children.
You start wondering here, and this is just, this is just so outrageous that it is considered outrageous that you would bring attention to something like this. And you know, how dare you? You know, this kind of thing, which shows you how intellectually and morally bankrupt, unfortunately, this other party is right now. It's almost like, you know, maybe we have to find some of the most outrageous book examples that aren't even necessarily sexual here. Should we bring up books that advocate targeted assassination or something like that? Should we be doing all this kind of stuff? Or, you know, have you ever thought about that? You know, how far can you push it to say, is there anything you won't say no to when it comes to taxpayer dollars, Democrat? Is there anything at all?
Yeah, maybe they'll start having put Mein Kampf and all these books that are racist that show how to be a Nazi or white supremacist. Maybe those are okay.
Well, didn't they already ban Tom Sawyer, though? Adventures of Tom Sawyer?
Yeah. Because of... that's just...
All the kids are walking around with rap music with the N-word in it all the time, right? That's okay. And you hear it all the time. I hear kids call themselves that all the time. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
But... you know, to have a piece of literature that uses that, then it's beyond the pale. It's an amazing world that we're in right now, especially in Oregon.
Yeah. You know, the speaker, if you look in the Oregonian, the speaker called me, I'm like Marjorie Taylor Greene, or I'm a Trumpian. That's how I was acting yesterday, my behavior.
Now, did you talk to the Oregonian? Because it's like, listen, come on, guys. This is the stuff that you're pushing, that you want to have, essentially having school libraries help out the groomers here. I mean, it's really what they're doing, isn't it? It looks like to me.
The Oregonian never talked to me. The Oregonian never spoke to me. They just printed that. They spoke to the speaker. They spoke to Christine Drazen, our leader on our caucus side. They never asked me about my opinion. I mean, I guess I read my opinion on there, but I would say... When the Speaker of the House wants to talk about Republicans' behavior, let's just look at the Maxine Dexter and saying her wanting to F Trump and all the behavior that they did lately in the Congress. Don't talk to Republicans about behavior when you have your own party.
Yeah, well, there you are. There you are reading from a smutty public school library book here that you thought was a real problem there. And they're giving you all kind of flack. You know what I would say, State Representative Dwayne Junker? You're getting flack because you're right over the target. They're hypocritical target there. You're doing good work there. That's what needs to be done. Okay?
I believe so. I thank you. I thank you, Bill, and I thank everyone that supports me and writes me stuff. And it feels good when I have people behind me backing me.
You got it. Dwayne, thanks for being on it. And I'm just going to post that video if it's okay. I'll post it on my blog, but people can watch the whole thing. It is a little bit uncomfortable, isn't it? You know, to hear that stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't even get to the F words and all the other stuff.
You didn't get to the good stuff. Oh, man.
I missed some of it talking about some things that, you know, probably shouldn't talk on the radio.
All
I
right.
didn't get to the end of that stuff. You know, I didn't get to the really juicy stuff, Bill.
All right. State Rep Dwayne Junker. Holding some situations and holding them accountable. I hope so. I'm wondering if you think the 1098 will get a pass from the Oregon Democrats this time, or might they look askance after what you did with this school book?
This book? I don't know. I turned this building upside down, and everybody knows about what happened yesterday. We will see how they move forward. You know, I talked to Senator Noah Robinson. Everybody heard about it. So we'll see if they have a second thought about bringing that on the floor now. Maybe they'll pass it out of the Senate, but maybe they'll crash, you know, die in the House. I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that my point, because we're not going to stop. If I have to read a book every day, I'll read a dang book every day on there. And just highlight these things that are inappropriate.
Inappropriate books in the school library. Hey, you know, we could just call it a story time remonstrance with Dwayne Junker, State Rep Dwayne Junker. Okay, story time.
Yes.
Yeah, and maybe to really set them on fire, show up in drag. How about that? It would be the drag queen, Dwayne Junker. I'm just having fun with you because you know what would the Democrats do if you showed up as a drag queen? What could they say? You know, they couldn't criticize you because isn't this, part of their oppressed people out there that they're out supporting all the time? I don't know.
I'm still trying to figure out all that, you know, because you're not allowed to ask any questions when someone identifies or whatever. It's very difficult to figure out where that begins and ends.
Well, all you have to do is go up there and say, I'm State Representative Dwayne Junker, and I identify as a turtle. So you can be just like an Oregon Health Authority mental illness specialist. Okay? There you go.
Yeah, and I would get probably a raise.
You could be. You could be. Hey, thanks, Dwayne. We'll talk to you later, okay? Be well.
Okay, bye.
State Rep Dwayne Junker, 828. Man, what crazy times, huh? What crazy times. But, you know, sometimes you just have to throw their own words back in their face in a situation like that. Dwayne Junker reading the smutty book in the North Valley High School library saying, this is inappropriate to read on the house floor. Harumph! And then, yeah, but it's okay to give it to the kids. Sure.
If you've been injured in an accident, you've got Reed Law Firm on you.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
8:31. We'll break for news, catch up on a few other things. Have it open for business. And after open for business, we're going to have a Diner 62 Real American Quiz. It is going to be a fun one. We're talking rockets. Rocket Man. The original Rocket Man. And no, not Elton John. But we're going to talk about some history there. A lot of fun. Give you a $20 gift certificate. Don't call right now. Give me just a few minutes. Just a few minutes. And then we'll do that. And I think you'll enjoy the question. Just good stuff. About some of the best that ever happened with America. Now, back to Oregon then. I was thinking, we have State Representative Dwayne Junker, who is sideways with the power structure because he has the temerity to read a smutty school book that is in the North Valley High School library, and they decided not to actually take that book out of the library, but yet it's too dirty to read on the floor of the state capitol. Too dirty, right? It's like our tender ears. We cannot be blessed with this. We can't have this kind of stuff. But then you have that craziness, and then you couple it with the story of the other day of the Oregon Health Authority mental health specialist or specialist there who identifies as a turtle, Now, this person may find themselves under fire because once you have embarrassed the state government, maybe there's going to be a problem at some point. But I'm just wondering if maybe the tortoise that's in the Oregon Health Authority, the turtle in the Oregon Health Authority, could come up and identify as perhaps an endangered species turtle. Like, I identify as an endangered species sea turtle. Remember when I was talking yesterday about that that story in which the people said, hey, I got a sea turtle skull in my luggage. Remember that story down in California, Napa and Chico, which is where they were. These people ended up getting busted and they were mouthing off to the wildlife officers that were actually on the plane with them. Just crazy story, right? But maybe that's the way that the crazy person in the Oregon Health Authority can keep her job or keep the turtle, her turtle job. I'm an endangered sea turtle. You can't fire me because if I had to do something, productive, it would hurt the endangered species. You sue under the ESA. I'm just kind of wondering how all sorts of crazy permutations that our crazy state could do.
Hi, I'm Dwayne Barkley with American Rancher Garage, and I'm on KMED.
All right, let's have some fun with the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. And by the way, Diner 62, if you have not tried, I've had many chicken sandwiches here in Southern Oregon, but they have a crispy chicken sandwich at Diner 62. It is just wonderful, right up there with the best, next to the Chevron station just south of White City. And remember, Clam Chowder Friday, so good you'll hear the surfing seagulls. If you hold the cup, I guess, up next to your head. I'm just having some fun. Let me just go to line one. Hi, good morning. Who is this? Good morning.
Hi, this is Calvin.
Hey, Calvin. Let's see if we can make you a winner today. It was this week in history, back in 1926, the very first liquid-fueled rocket takes flight. It was March 16th, actually. Robert H. Goddard. He successfully launches the world's first liquid-fueled rocket, Auburn, Massachusetts. First man to give hope to dreams of space travel. And it was fueled by liquid oxygen and gasoline. It was kind of made out of pipes and looked kind of gangly, really. About 10 feet tall. You've seen those pictures, maybe. Maybe you remember that from the history books. And He became fascinated with the idea of space travel after reading the H.G. Wells science fiction novel War of the Worlds. So that's what inspired him. So, Kelvin, the question is here, how far did Robert Goddard's first rocket travel from the launch pad? This was this week in 1926, almost 100 years ago. Was it A, 18.4 inches, B, 18.4 feet? Was it C, 184 feet? D, 18.4 miles? Or was it E, 184 miles? How far did that rocket go first time? What do you say?
18.4 feet,
kind of like it left the ground and then practically fell back. No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. It wasn't that much. It was more than 18.4. Let me go to the next line. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
This is David in Phoenix.
David in Phoenix. So 18.4 inches, 184 feet, 18.4 miles, or 184 miles. How far did the first rocket when it took off?
I have no idea, so I'm guessing 100 and whatever feet, the 100 feet one.
184 feet. You think that's what it was? That was it?
That's my guess.
Yeah, that was a good guess.
You're a winner!
Yeah. It traveled for about 2.5 seconds, about 60 miles an hour, went up 41 feet, landed 184 feet away, first launching of a liquid fuel rocket from his Aunt Effie's farm in Auburn, Massachusetts. So there we go. And he kept working on rocket work until his death in 1945, recognized by Lindbergh, helped secure him a grant from the Guggenheim Fund for the promotion of aeronautics. And by the way, NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, is named in his honor. So he's still remembered, and he was the first one. He's the one that did it. So, David, hang on, and we're going to get you taken care of here with the Diner 62 Real American Quiz. And we'll have another one probably Thursday of this week. Depends on when Brian gets it. He's our quiz master.
I'm Mike Gavin with Your Money Now. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the Trump administration on April 2nd will give trading partner countries a proposed U.S. tariff rate based on their own rates, non-tariff trade barriers, and other factors, along with an opportunity to negotiate to avoid a, quote, tariff wall. Bessent also told Fox News that countries that fail to reduce their trade barriers will face steep tariffs aimed at protecting the U.S. economy, its workers, and industries. The Social Security Administration says plans to reduce its headcount have resulted in more than 2,000 workers so far. The administration announced earlier this year it intended to cut its 57,000-person workforce by about 12% and reduce its regional office structure. In response to bags no longer flying free on Southwest, Frontier Airlines will offer customers a free check bag on select flights through the summer. Customers will get complimentary access to the carrier's economy bundle for nonstop flights through August 18th. Stocks are lower in the morning session. The Dow is down 343. The NASDAQ is off 315. That's Your Money Now.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Whew, all right. Got a couple of minutes before we wrap it up. Brad, you wanted to weigh in on David Goddard. Go right here, or Robert Goddard, pardon me. Morning.
Robert Goddard, American hero. So the instance that you just mentioned, which is amazing, was the beginning of modern rocketry, but the United States government wasn't interested. So Goddard took his stuff to the local government people, don't remember who they were. They were not interested, and this is about 20 years before what happened. World War II.
Then they got then they got interested, didn't they? Right?
Still not interested. But you know who was interested in his work?
Who?
Germany was interested.
Ah, the V-2 rocket, right?
So a young scientist named Wernher von Braun was the guy that took it over, and they, based on Robert Goddard's work, they developed flying weapons like the, remember the V-2 flying bomb?
Yes, I do.
So now World War II is over. And Wernher von Braun gets recruited by the American government to come to the United States and do what? Begin a brand new program that eventually became civilianized as the National Aerospace Administration. So Bob Goddard's work went to Germany got work done by Wernher von Braun, who later was recruited back to the United States and began the rocket program that eventually landed a man on the moon. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And you think about it, more or less, and we didn't see the value of it at the time. Appreciate the call. Thank you for that. We're going to keep open phones going here for a couple more minutes if you wanted to weigh in here. I know that I've been kind of guest heavy this morning on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. We have Wild Salmon Steve. By the way, this is KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford, KBXG Grants Pass. Steve, what did you want to talk about this morning? Go right ahead.
Okay. Ham radio license classes starting Saturday. Go to carehamradio.com. And there's a place in there that you can fill out a form and give us your information. We have over 20 people signed up right now, but we still have some more room. So if you're interested, go to our website, sign up.
By the way, how did the swap meet go on Saturday?
Oh, man, there was tons of people there, and there was more stuff than I could believe. I didn't spend too much time there. I wasn't feeling very good, but and I have more junk than I need, so I didn't buy anything.
Well, I added some more junk to my pile. I bought one of those MFJ antenna analyzers from the fellow there, so that worked out pretty
cool
for me.
You'll enjoy that. I have one made by a rig expert, and I have learned more from that than I have anything else that I've done.
Very cool indeed. Hey, thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate that.
Sure.
All right, let me grab another caller, too. It's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Do you have a pebble or something going on in your world you wanted to talk about?
I just hear people mentioning the moon landing, and I don't want to mention it to Brewer Stone's bubble, but that, you know, that was all staged, and I hope people know that by this time.
No, I don't think people know that all by this time.
Okay, well, look into it.
Well, no, I mean, look into it by who? According to whom? I have people who call me up and say, Bill, they're admitting now that the Earth is flat, too, right?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't want to take it all that way that far, but I'm a light can only cast a shadow from one direction.
Okay.
And if you look at a lot of the pictures, it is what it is. I encourage people to do their own research.
Well, you know, that's always the sign of someone trying to get somebody to believe something kind of crazy. Do your own research.
Well, that's what they said about COVID, too, right, Bill?
Well, what was it? I wasn't, doing my own research could have had me doing a lot of stupid stuff, too.
Well, there's still nurses, my wife being one, and we're out of there. They're fired from Asante for not taking it. They still haven't been made whole. So
all right.
We need to fix this.
All right. Fair enough. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Bill.
And see, it's not even Conspiracy Theory Thursday. We had to get a call like that in. That's okay. It's called free speech.